Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Steve Del Bianco, one of my favorite people on the planet, one of my heroes, somebody that you should be proud of, too. Executive Director of NetChoice. He's one of the leaders of the people who are is in the different organizations that are in the process of hurting you and me with regard to technology, with regard to the Internet. He has found a way to become one of the leaders and the voice of reason in these groups. And Steve, quickly, I know we got something else to talk about. Quickly, I want to ask you: are there other people like you? Do you feel like you're one voice crying shouting at the wind, or are there other people standing beside you?
Jim, there's plenty of folks who take on the same challenges that I do every day. Many of us with trade associations, but an awful lot are in the government relations departments of companies like eBay and right. Yahoo and Expedia and Google mm-hmm. and Facebook, mm-hmm. and they know that
so they're your
all
partners.
Of us together. They are. They're all my members.
Good.
They're the
I'm
ones
glad
who,
to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. All right, good. I feel better because I feel like I need to come up there and help you reload or something. You know, be your reloader whenever you're on the ramparts there. Steve, okay, let's move over and talk about some business, folks. Many of you know about the peer-to-peer type. They sometimes call it taxi services. Uber is the one that I'm the most familiar with. There are two or three others Steve will mention in a minute. But these folks have found a way through technology to make themselves very relevant to people like me. When I go to New York, when I go to Washington, when I go to Nashville, Steve, Uber's found a way to allow me to thumb my nose at the yellow taxis that have gotten so independent that they won't even pick you up when they're on the job.
So if you're lucky enough to see one drive by. But so many people live in neighborhoods or are trying to find a ride at a time of day where no taxis drive by. And believe it or not, when you dial the taxi service and ask them to come pick you up at a designated mm-hmm. time, only 1 in 4 of those appointments actually result
wow.
in a ride. Only 1 in 4.
Wow.
It's not always because the cab doesn't show up or is late. Sometimes the consumer finds another way. But that's just not working out. For a century, we've had really lousy taxi service.
Yeah.
And what changed is that little mobile phone you've got on your desk in front of you. That knows who you are. It knows where you are. And with a click, it can tell you where there are other cars who are willing to pick you up.
You can see the car on the app, folks. You can see it moving. You can tell how many are there. You can see 3 or 4 different kinds of options of automobiles.
And that's just within one of them. So, for instance, Uber and UberX, but there's also Lyft.
That's the app that I have.
Right, and Lyft is a great one, and so is Sidecar. Mm-hmm. These are revolutionized the notion of trying to get a ride to where you need to go. And, you know, any of us who've been frustrated trying to find a cab, have issues when the cab won't take your credit card, and you're fishing around for cash, and he
right.
can't make change, and the cab may be not so clean. I mean,
right.
those are practices.
Or there's no room. I mean, they stuff you in these little cars. They got the wall behind the driver that I mean, I'm not a tall person, and I have to fold up when I get inside. So, okay, Steve, but this is rubbing some people the wrong way. Tell us what the controversy is.
Well, the good news is that in a competitive market, when Lyft, Uber, Sidecar have entered, a lot of taxi companies and taxi drivers, they see the light, and they understand that competition forces them to improve. So we've seen more and more taxis that do take credit cards. I've had better experiences in the time since competition has forced them to raise their game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the reaction of every taxi company.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cities, they decide to fight innovation with regulation
mm-hmm.
and try to block
like real like realtors did when the online realty companies came in.
Oh,
you know,
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry
you reminded me.
You wrote a check for that one, didn't you?
Oh, I did. One of these big checks with
yeah.
lots of zeros on
yeah.
it. No, it's true. But, I mean, if the reaction is to stop the competition, stop mm-hmm. the innovation, the citizens and businesses in every city need to rise up and make sure that the city council understands that competition raises everyone's game. It helps
mm-hmm.
consumers. It even gives economic opportunities
right.
to drivers who want to earn a few extra dollars a day. by using their spare time to give rides. Mm-hmm. And this is a rising tide that will lift all boats, and we can regulate it sensibly. What we can't do is fall prey to the taxi cab companies who want to block competition.
And the local politicians who knows what kind, what they're getting through the back door, so to speak. Who knows what kind of things are being passed back and forth. But you're right, and I'll tell you something, folks, if you ever get a chance to use one of these services, you Uber or some of the others, I promise you, you'll like it. So, hey, Steve, good job today. Well done. Thanks for all the hard work. Keep up. And if you need me to come help you reload, let me know. I'll show up.
I can think of nobody better to have at my side, Jim. Thanks for all you do.
NetChoice.org, folks. Please check it out. Contribute to what they do. Join their organization. I promise you they'd be glad to have you. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.